My name is Nicole Jarosbeck, and I'm delighted to be here today. I'm from the Philadelphia Health Management Corporation, or PHMC for short, which is a large nonprofit public health organization, not surprisingly, in Philadelphia. And today I'll be talking about cervical cancer screenings among women 18 to 64 years of age in the Philadelphia metropolitan area. And I'd like to thank all of my colleagues for their help and input in this, particularly Francine and Allegra for this opportunity to be here today. So what really formulated and guided our research were a couple of points. As Carissa mentioned, there was the recent FDA approval of the HPV vaccine, and I think soon to be two. So there's this great optimism that cervical cancer incidences will decline in the U.S. And I don't think that anyone here believes that the HPV vaccine will therefore render Pap tests obsolete in the future. So obviously, cervical cancer screens remain very important in detecting cervical cancer, particularly among women who are beyond the recommended age group that's eligible for the vaccine, therefore women who are 27 years of age and older. Now, there really seems to be a lack of uniformity in terms of recommendations for cervical cancer screens, as Carissa mentioned. For example, the American Cancer Society really recommends about every 2 years, but that's based on a woman's age, her risk factors, her prior test results, and the type of test that's performed. However, other medical societies, such as the American College of Physicians and the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force on Cervical Cancer, recommend about every 3 years for women that's at average risk. So for this presentation, I'll be highlighting findings from our analysis of survey data among women 18 to 64 years of age in the southeastern Pennsylvania whose last Pap test was more than 2 years ago. However, in addition, we were also interested in examining women whose last Pap test was more than 5 years ago because, according to the American Cancer Society and the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force on Cervical Cancer, it's those women whose last Pap test was more than 5 years ago that are at greater risk of undetected cervical cancer. In fact, the American Cancer Society states a statistic on their website that between 60 and 80% of women who are diagnosed with invasive cervical cancer had their last Pap test more than 5 years ago. And you'll note that we exclude women who were older than 65 years of age. We certainly know that they're having sex, but according to the American Service Preventive Task Force on Cervical Cancer, they recommend that women who are 65 years of age and older need not receive regular pap smears. Okay, so again, the survey that I used for this analysis is from PHMC's Household Health Survey, which is a general population survey asking questions about a variety of health-related topics, including cancer screens, but certainly not limited to that. And it's actually the largest local health survey in the country. And more specifically about our methodology, the Household Health Survey, as you can see, has been conducted since 1983. But from 1994 onward, it was conducted every other year and included the five-county SEPA, what we call SEPA, Southeastern Pennsylvania region. The first four counties are more suburban counties, and then Philadelphia is obviously the urban area. We conduct 10,000 interviews among adults using a random digidial method by telephone. And in households that have more than one adult, we use the last birthday method as a way of randomizing which adult actually gets selected for the interview. We always conduct oversamples. We always conduct an oversample of older adults. But for the 2006 survey, we conducted an oversample of Latinos. And interviews are conducted in English and Spanish. And as a side note, I just wanted to mention that we used a balancing weight for our analysis, which adjusts for the sampling design. It takes into consideration the respondents' age, gender, race, and income. Okay, so among women 18 to 64 years of age in our sample, you can see we have a pretty good sample. Many of them come from Philadelphia, but you can see the other counties are well represented. And as I mentioned, we ask a variety of cancer screen questions. The cervical cancer screen question that we ask is, about how long has it been since you last had your pap smear? And the categories range from 1 year or less to never. Okay, so this graph presents a distribution of when women said they had their last pap smear. As you can see, the overwhelming majority of women had their last pap smear within the past 2 years, about 85%. However, that leaves 15% of women, or 634 cases, who did not have a pap smear within the past 2 years, and using a projection weight that roughly translates to about 186,000 women in the region. However, as a subset of that 15%, you can see that about 8% of women, or 344 cases, last received a pap smear more than 5 years ago. Or, in fact, have actually never received a pap smear. And again, using a projection rate that translates to about 101,000 women in the region. So really what I'm going to be doing is running on two parallel tracks, focusing primarily on women whose last pap smear was more than 2 years ago, but also highlighting some findings from women whose last pap smear was more than 5 years ago. Okay, and this is just a trend graph. As you can see, the percentage of women who report having their last pap test more than 2 years ago has remained pretty stable. Okay, so now we turn to the most significant findings from our bivariate analysis with a chi-square analysis with p-values at 0.00. And I'm going to be focusing on some demographic characteristics, some access to care indicators, and some behavioral characteristics. So we're essentially trying to shed some light on where we see disparities in terms of women's cervical cancer screening practices in the southeastern Pennsylvania region. Now, in terms of age, as I mentioned, we were really interested in looking at women who were eligible for the vaccine and women who were not eligible for the vaccine. So really, if you draw like an invisible line here, you can see that women 41 to 64 years of age are twice as likely as women 27 to 40 years of age to have had their last pap smear more than 2 years ago. And as you can see, 15% of women are 18 to 26. And we're sort of really thinking of this as like a baseline. And we'll see what happens in our 2008 and 2010 survey. And I'm delighted to report that we just got additional funding from one of our funders, so we know that we'll be able to examine this in the future. And in addition, you can see that among women whose last pap smear was more than 5 years ago, it's about 12% of women 18 to 26 years of age. What's concerning about that is by age 21, all women should have received a pap smear, regardless of sexual activity. Now, when examining women by race and ethnicity, and we had to exclude Asians from our sample because of the from our analysis because of the sample size, we see that the percentages are roughly similar between Latinas and white women. However, what we weren't expecting was that, in comparison, 11% of black women received their last pap smear more than 2 years ago. And I say we weren't expecting that, given the finding that we know that African-American women are more likely to be diagnosed with cervical cancer and are more likely to die of cervical cancer. And I can't get into the details, but I put in some controls. I controlled for poverty, I controlled for county of residence, and I controlled for age, and I really saw the same pattern emerging where white women were actually more likely to have not had a pap smear in the past 2 years compared to black women. And what we see among women whose last pap smear was more than 5 years ago, it's actually much higher for Latinas. And I certainly don't want to take away from the fact that Latinas appear to be not receiving pap smears within recommended time frames. Now, from this graph looking at poverty, or 150% poverty, not surprisingly, we see that women living below 150% poverty level are almost twice as likely as women living at or above poverty. And we see the same pattern among when looking at women whose last pap smear was more than 5 years ago. Now, in terms of some access to care indicators, we see that women who report having no regular source of care are about twice as likely as women with a regular source of care to have had their last pap smear more than 2 years ago. And again, we see a similar pattern among women whose last pap smear was more than 5 years ago. Now, by insurance status, we see that one-third of women without health insurance, either public or private insurance, were about twice as likely as women who have insurance to have not had their pap smear within the past 2 years. And among this 34% of women, we also know that two-thirds of them, about 64%, also have not had insurance for more than 2 years ago as well. So it's an interesting supplement to this statistic. And additionally, among women whose last pap smear was more than 5 years ago, we see a similar pattern as well. Now, in the household health survey, we asked respondents whether their sexual partners in the past year have been male or female, or both male and female, or none. Now, we had to exclude women who report having both male and female sexual partners because of the sample size, but from this graph, we can see that almost one-third of women who report having no sexual partners and almost one-quarter of women who report having female sexual partners have not had a pap smear in the past 2 years, compared to 12% of women who report having male sexual partners. And in addition, we see a similar pattern among women whose last pap smear was more than 5 years ago. And I wanted to mention as a side note that when I also examined our mammogram question that's asked among women 40 years of age and older, and what we find is that one-third of women who report having no sexual partners have not had a mammogram within the past year, compared to 25% of women who have female sexual partners and 25% of women who have male sexual partners. So I think these findings together sort of suggest that women who have no sexual partners really don't have a continuity of care or are not regularly visiting with their gynecologist, or they may not see themselves at risk. We don't know why, we just know they're screening best practices. Now, according to some literature on risk factors for cervical cancer, I've seen that women who smoke cigarettes are at an increased risk for cervical cancer. And so because of that risk factor, I didn't want to collapse these smoking categories. I really wanted to see the variation. But from this graph, we can see that more than one-fifth of women who report smoking cigarettes every day had their last pap smear more than 2 years ago. However, among the other groups, you can see there's very little variation. And we see that also among women whose last pap smear was more than 5 years ago. Okay, so now based on this bivariate analysis, where we really looked at all of these variables separately, we developed two logistic regression models to assess the independent effects that these variables have on the likelihood of women not receiving a pap test within the past 2 years, and then later not receiving a pap test within the past 5 years. And you may recall that when we looked at the bivariate analysis, that there really were similar patterns among women whose last pap test was more than 2 years ago and whose last pap test was more than 5 years ago. So we really wanted to see whether the impact these variables had on both models were similar. Now, in terms of women whose last pap test was more than 2 years ago, we see that even when controlling for all the other variables in this model, not having health insurance had the largest independent effect of not receiving a pap test within the past 2 years. You can see up here, this mouse isn't working, and it's about women without insurance are about three times as likely as women with insurance to have not had a pap test in the past 2 years. And I thought that was a really interesting finding in light of the American Cancer Society's ad campaign. You may have heard that the American Cancer Society directed its $15 million ad campaign to addressing this very issue about the consequences of inadequate health care in terms of both screenings and in terms of treatment for cancer. Now, that's followed by women who have no sexual partners who are about 2.6 times as likely as women with a male sexual partner to have not had a pap test in the past 2 years. Now, what we weren't expecting was that, again, African-American women were half as likely as white women to have not had a pap test in the past 2 years. So, again, in reverse, we're finding that in this area that African-American women are about 2.5 times more likely than white women to have had a pap test in the past 2 years. And also, you can see that there are some independent effects of poverty as well as having a female sexual partner. Now, however, when we assess the likelihood of women not having had a pap test in the past 5 years, we actually see something a little bit different emerge. In fact, when controlling for all the other factors, we see that women who have no sexual partners are actually 3.5 times more likely than women who have a male sexual partner to have not had a pap test in the past 5 years. And you'll notice, too, with women who have female sexual partners, where is that? We've actually lost significance here, so that seems to be less of a factor. However, we do see that age seems to have some role as well, where women 27 to 40 years of age are about a third as likely as women 18 to 26 years of age to have not had a pap test in the past 5 years. And in addition, we continue to see race seems to have some impact as well, and we see also that insurance still seems to have some independent effect, but it seems to be not the same level as it was among women whose last pap test was in the past 2 years. So really, to sum up, what we found was that among selected indicators for analysis, having no health insurance had the largest independent effect on the women's likelihood on not having had a pap test in the past 2 years. However, what we found among women whose last pap test was more than 5 years ago was that having no sexual partner seemed to have the largest independent effect. So really, in terms of outreach, different approaches would need to be employed for these women, because at least preliminarily, it appears that we're talking about really, at some level, a different group of women. So I'd just like to end by saying, with this heightened visibility of cervical cancer, particularly the media coverage of the new vaccine, it really presents an opportunity to continue to convey the importance of pap testing for cervical cancer. References. And again, I'd just like to acknowledge our funders, including the Pew Charitable Trust and the William Penn Foundation. And if you have any questions, I think we're sort of running low on time, so I'd be more than happy to speak to anyone after this. Thank you.